Thank you, Abraham. Much love and appreciation for you. So the other night, I'm with my family having dinner, and my six-year-old son says to me, "Dad, you're not going to die, right? You're going to be here forever." So I said, "Well, one day I'm going to transition, but don't worry, I'll always be there with you." And he said, "Well, when that point comes, can I hold your hand and can I go with you?" And I said, "Well, not exactly, because I have a soul and my soul will leave my body and go to heaven." And we were looking outside in the moon and the stars, and he said, "So where's heaven? Is it in the moon? Is it out there?" And I said, "Well, it's there, it's the universe, it's kind of everywhere." And he said, "But how am I going to talk to you? Is there Wi-Fi?" He loves his iPad. "So is there Wi-Fi in heaven? Can we FaceTime each other?" So I said, "Well, I'm not going to need Wi-Fi, because if you just relax and quiet your mind, you'll be able to hear me, and I'll always be there with you." And he said, "Well, will I recognize you?" And it was question after question after question. "Will this house be here? Will the furniture be in heaven?" I'm getting to my question. And I said, "Well, you can imagine it. Heaven can be what you want it to be. So if you want to, you know, go to the beach or go to the mountains, you can kind of create that." And he said, "Well, then I want to be at the beach resort where we were in Mexico, you know?" So my question to you, Abraham, is what is heaven like? Is it what you can imagine? Can you do that? Can you be driving a sports car or laying on the beach or relaxing and obviously in another dimension? But what is it like, and what would I tell my six-year-old?
We want to go back to the beginning of his questions, because we wanted to give him a slightly different answer in his very early questions, which would then give you the answer that you're really looking for.
Thank
here.
You, yes.
When he said to you, "Can I hold your hand when you go?" Our answer to him would have been, "Yes, but I will not really leave. It will seem like I've left for a moment, but I'll be right back, and I'll take your hand again." Your answers to him were very good answers, and they were a big improvement over many of the answers that others have been giving about that. But the thing that we really want you to hear is that your heaven for you will be continuing to take hold of his hand. It will be running on the beach where he is running. It will be driving in the sports car where he's driving. It will be participating in the fun that he's having. In other words, when you reemerge into non-physical, you don't go. You have the ability to focus anywhere. And do you know where you want to focus? Right here, where everything that you care about and all that you've been creating is. Did you follow that? In other words, heaven is not some abstract other place. It's a vibrational ability to participate here. That's what we're talking to all of you about when we say the source is right here with you, having thoughts about what you're having thoughts about. And then we would go on to say to him that in your, we would say, as speaking to him, in your most joyful moments, your thoughts and my thoughts will be melded together, like mind melding. He'll understand that. And the happier you are, the more you will realize that I'm right there with you in this thought. But if you do something that's rather normal and you get upset about something or worried about something and you feel that discomfort, that means you're having a different thought about the same thing that you're thinking about that I'm thinking about. I'm knowing it's going to work out. You're worried that it won't. You'll feel the fullness, because what humans want to call heaven is source energy focused with you here. Now, hear this. You just got to feel and understand the logic in this. We're just going to take a moment while you wonder why we're not talking, so that we can get your undivided attention. This is the leading edge. This is the leading edge. This is the leading edge. This is what we are all about. We are all interested in the leading edge. We want to be with you when you're driving your car fast. We want to be with you when you are celebrating, when you are dancing, when you are basking. We want to be with you in the continuation of the creation of this magnificent leading edge, not ending times, leading edge, time, space, reality. This is where it is. This is the leading edge. This is where Source is focused. This is what it's all about. No one goes anywhere. No one's going anywhere. That's why it's getting better and better and better and better and better, you see. Yes. So, what questions those are. Could you feel how illogical the normal answers were feeling to this little one as he was posing these questions? Can you see how he was receiving Source as he delivered those very powerful questions to you that you brought to us, that allowed us to tell you how it really is, you see?
Yes. Yeah.
He'll lead you into a lot more really good stuff too. He's come with a clear understanding of this. So much that people say just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to him that someone that he loves so much could ever be separated from him. Mm-hmm. And he explained that to you in so many ways. Can I take your hand? Can I go with you? Mm-hmm. You see, he was trying to explain to you how it must be, how he wants it to be, how he knows it to be, how it bees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed.
I love you. Yes, I love you.